Here's a thought I'll title Lightroom Mobile, now in my everyday workflow. And I have to be the first to confess that I've been somewhat confused about all the various versions of Lightroom and how they integrate and what the virtues are of one over the other. I've been a user of the Lightroom Desktop or Classic. I'm not exactly sure which terminology I should use. The one that's an independent program that you load down on your computer and it works on your computer without involving the cloud. That's the version I've been using since the very beginning. And I love it. It's a great workflow for me. But then things got confusing for me when Adobe introduced a version that you use in your browser, and then there's a version that you use on your iPhone or your smart Android phone. And the nomenclature has never been clear in my mind, and I've never quite understood the virtues of one versus the other. So I basically just pushed all that off to the side and used basic Lightroom. Classic, I think. I should have probably figured out what this is officially called before I decided to talk about it, but I think many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. There is this confusion around Lightroom and its various versions. Well, I finally got curious last summer, and I downloaded the Lightroom mobile app for my Android phone and started playing around with it, and it was a little primitive, and I wasn't sure I could see any way to use it in my regular workflow. So it was a curiosity. I'm glad I took a look at it. It planted a seed, but it didn't go anywhere. Until, that is, about last early November, I started playing a bit more seriously with Lightroom Mobile on my phone just to see what it could do. And in particular, I wanted to learn how it synced images between my phone and my regular laptop computer. There are times when I'd like to be doing something with images, but I don't want to carry my laptop with me everywhere. It would be nice if I could figure out how to do something with my images on my phone. But I almost immediately rejected processing images on my phone because my phone screen is very small and it's cumbersome to use compared to the regular Lightroom on my laptop with my nice big calibrated monitor. So processing is not something I've found of any interest, at least not yet. But then I discovered that this business to sync images back and forth between the two versions allowed me the possibility of working on a project when I'm not sitting at my desk. That could be waiting for my breakfast to show up at a restaurant or just sitting out on the back porch. Anytime I wasn't at my computer suddenly became time that I could use if I had an idea. I could use to do something to push the workflow farther down the road. And basically, here's how I use it now as a part of my everyday workflow. I sync a project from a collection, that is to say, every potential project I'm working on starts off as a collection on the desktop. I sync that up to my phone. Now when I'm out in the world with my phone, I can look at those images and do a couple of very important things. I can do preliminary processing if I want to, and that'll translate back to my laptop and I can refine the processing there. I don't do that very often. But what I can do is live with images for a while, look at them repeatedly, decide which ones I want to use in the project and which ones I don't. The ones I want to use in a project can get a flag. The ones I've decided to reject get an X flag. I can also use the star rating system in Lightroom Mobile. All of that transfers back to the computer, so I don't lose any of that data just because it was generated on Lightroom Mobile. You can't do keywords, but keywording is something I'm not interested in when I'm doing a project. I'm already looking at a finite group of images and trying to decide which ones go in the project and which ones don't. But then I also discovered that I can change the metadata title and the metadata caption. So I have a way to capture notes that I'm thinking about an image, about does it go early in the project, late in the project, is it a facing page sort of image, what do I have to process. Any notes that I want to have, I can put in the caption on Lightroom Mobile on my phone, and that syncs back to Lightroom on my laptop. So surprisingly enough, what I thought was going to be a useless bit of technology that was probably great for Instagram people but not for me, turns out it's a very useful tool for me, and it's helping me push quite a number of projects closer and closer and closer to publication, and in particular, allowing me to utilize time that otherwise I would not have been able to use for working on a project. So Lightroom Mobile has now become a regular part of my everyday workflow when I'm working on a project. If you haven't experimented with Lightroom Mobile, might be worth taking a look at. It's a pretty powerful piece of software. Once you sort of figure out what it does and how it works, it's pretty amazing what it does on either an iPhone or an Android phone. And for me, it's expanded my creative time significantly to work and think about projects without having to be tied to my desk and my laptop.
Copyright 2025. Lenswork Publishing.